The portion of Scripture today, the last portion, is called the blessing. And we read the blessing as it was given to the children of Israel. It started out something like this. This is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, "The Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir among them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery Torah for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet, every one of them received thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance or the heritage of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Yeshurun, the upright. He was the king over the upright when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together." He goes then into blessing the 12 of the children of Israel, all of the 12 sons of the children of Israel. Now you understand, all of these boys had actually died by then. He's blessing them as families. Mishpacha, the families. He's blessing the children of Israel, the 12 of them. He's talking to them at this time and giving them blessing. He's talking to them about their national calling. Say calling. How many of you know all saints have a call? Did you know that there's no saint called to be a pew sitter? There's no saint called to sit in pews. Now, it's great that we got some pews to sit in some places. Our pews are rather different here because we like to move them around. But our beams have a message on them that we're going to have to get done better. But they say every saint is a minister. We all have a calling. So God's talking to the 12 sons about their national calling. How many of you know that this is a continuation that Jacob started? Jacob began to bless his sons before his death. Moses is now finishing up what Jacob began in Genesis 49. But what he's doing is not just a blessing. Say, it's not a blessing. It's not a blessing. It is the blessing. Do you believe in the blessing? See, I want you to understand that there's something going on that people in general haven't understood that's called the blessing. And I believe it's for everyone who will trust, for everyone who will walk in faith, for everyone who will take the Word of God and believe it. What does the Bible say about the Word? It says, if you hear it and hear it and hear it, what will happen to you? Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And how many remember the old dairy farmer slogan about you never outgrow your need for milk? So it is with the milk of the Word of God and the meat of the Word of God. We never outgrow it. We never arrive. Say, I haven't arrived, but I've left. Amen. I'm not where I used to be, praise God. But I've still got a ways to go. Amen? And that's where we're doing it. We're going to do that. So God talks to them about their call. And none of them reached their call. They've yet to reach their call. Some people say the 7 years of tribulation will complete the call of Israel. It's when they'll actually come into their fullness during that time and complete the call that God put on each of those 12 tribes. Do you remember they're going to be 12 sons of 12,000 each? That are going to be ministering the gospel during the days of tribulation. It's going to be a mighty time. It's about upon us. He also talks to them individually about their greatness. What will set them apart. And God has a set apart place for each one of us. We're none of us just alike. You know, I'm so glad everybody's not just like me. I'd get sick and tired of hearing me, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Amen, brother. Preach it, brother. No, we don't want to just hear me. We want to hear from the body. We want to hear what the body has to say. We want to see what the body is doing. That's the way it's supposed to be. Every saint's a minister. Praise God. And so the blessing is given to us to bring us to the place of understanding what it is we're to do. what it is we're to be, what it is that God's plans and purposes have for us. Moses finishes this blessing with, "There's none." This is Deuteronomy 33:26. "There is none like unto the God of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Oh, you ever feel him underneath you? Amen. I always feel like I'm ensphered. You know, have you ever been ensphered? Do you know what it is to be in spirit? That's right. You know, because the Bible says, "He's above me, He's over me. And underneath me are the everlasting arms." You know what? He goes before me. And He's my rear guard. And the Bible says, He comes alongside me to help me. Amen? So you know I'm pretty well covered. Amen? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Praise God. You may say, "I didn't bank on this service going all day long." Well, it's not going to. But I'll tell you what, you're going to get a whole bunch while you're here. Amen. You're going to have something to munch on when you leave here. Isn't that right, Matt? When you go home, you can take something with you. Amen. That's what Matt told me the other day. He says, "I like to come here because when I come here, I can take something out of here that I can think about and do something about." Is that the way you put it? Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. By the way, Steve Hundley came last Sunday morning. He was here and he said the guy that I was a client of his wanted to get started moose hunting last Sunday morning, right? Yes, sir. And he said, "I didn't have peace about it." He said, "I felt like I needed to worship." And she said, "I came to worship." Well, I saw him on Monday in the store. Tell us what happened when you got back out, Monday.
4 hours and 15 minutes into the hunt, God blessed us with the biggest moose I'd ever seen in my area. We had him cut up and on the back of the truck going down the road. 4 hours and 15 minutes. Yeah.
Now, that's right. Amen. That's what putting God first can do for you. Now, those of you here from PETA, I apologize. Unless PETA means people eating tasty animals, we apologize. But I tell you what, I believe that's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. Amen. And putting God first, He says He'll add all these things unto you. I appreciate that, brother. What a great testimony. What a great testimony. Verse 29 says, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee." You all know the first psalm, "Happy is the man, blessed is the man." That's that same word, asher. Asherei ha'ish asher lo ha'lak. Amen. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Happy is Israel. Happy are you. Happy are you, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. You see, he's finishing this blessing and telling about the blessing. Well, the blessing includes more, but I want you to understand there's continuation and progressive revelation that comes about the blessing. You know, when people hear about prosperity, have you ever been around a place where all they teach about is prosperity? That's all they teach about. Prosperity, 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 prosperity. Well, I believe in prosperity. But prosperity is not the blessing. It's just part of it. It's just one of the events. Some places, all they talk about is getting saved. I've been to churches where every Sunday, every time you come together, it's always an evangelistic message. Am I against them? No. They get people saved. But that's all they talk about. Well, I want you to know, getting saved is not the blessing. It's part of it. Getting eternal life is part of it. Getting healed. Some people, that's all they want to talk about. Their ministry is healing. Getting healed. Being whole, walking well and healthy. Well, I like it. I've been sick, and I'll tell you right now, I like being well a lot better. Amen? I've been poor, and I like being rich better. Amen? You say, "Are you rich?" I'm talking it. I'm talking it, because the Bible talks it. The Bible says Jesus became poor that He might make us rich. So I'm talking it. But it's not the blessing. It's part of it. It's part of it. Gifts of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's not the blessing. It's part of it. So the blessing is progressive. And it comes on with progressive. And it started with Abraham. It actually started back with Adam, but Adam blew it big time, right? Adam blew it big time. You might say, "Oh, that Adam. That Adam, if he hadn't done that, we'd be..." No, if Adam hadn't done it, I probably would have. You know? all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The blessing. Say the blessing. All right, there's a big connection in what Moses is speaking to Israel here is connected with what God did with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God began to speak the blessing to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. And we're going to go through this. This is the introduction. That's why it's not going to take me too long. But you're going to get stirred up and you're going to begin to study the blessing and you're going to help me teach this. Some of you are going to come in. Did you know? Did you know, Pastor? Wow, look at this, Pastor. Yeah. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be in the body. Yeah. Every member supplies. How many members we got here? Say, I never signed up for membership. You don't have to in this church. God will sign you up. Amen. You're signed up if you belong to Him. Amen. So here's what it says. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. Well, that's blessing words. Let me just tell you that briefly, the word blessing means to speak good, to speak well. That's what blessing means. So what's cursing? Speaking bad, speaking evil. It's not cussing, although cussing gets into it, but it's not cussing. Cursing and cussing are different. But it's speaking evil of someone. And Christians, these things ought not so to be among us. We shouldn't speak evil of one another. You see something going wrong in your brother's life, the Bible says you who are strong are supposed to restore such a one with a spirit of meekness, lest you also be tempted. Don't look for somebody to tell about it. Pray for him. Minister to him. So, that's what a blessing is, but the blessing gets into the specifics of what God is saying. He says, you get out of this land, and I'm going to make you a great nation. That's blessing. He's telling a guy that doesn't have any kids, I'm going to make you a great nation. He's 75 years old. I'm going to make you a great nation. Abraham said, well, this is probably theologically true. Somehow God is going to make a great nation. He'll do it, you know, with some kind of just as a parable, you know. He's telling me that way. You understand? You know how people say that a lot of times? Just symbolically he's going to do it. No, God meant in fact, indeed. Listen to what he says. He says, and I will bless thee. I'll speak well of thee. I'll speak good about you. And I'll make your name great. Is Abraham's name great? Whew. Well, I think about Abraham. That's who I want to walk like. The only Old Testament guy that I really say, man, I want to walk just like Abraham. I want to walk like him. Abraham's got a great name. And he says, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Progressive revelation. Here's a start of a revelation for you. When you get blessed by God, others get blessed. I said when you get blessed, it's for the blessing of others. When God blesses you, He blessed you with the biggest moose you ever saw, but you're not taking it home, are you? No. Bless someone else. God gives you money. What's it for? Well, I'm going to put it in an IRA and live happy the rest of my days, I'll tell you. I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to tear down my old barns. And I'm going to put all of my fruit in the barns. And I'm going to say, eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you die. Anybody know the end of that story? The Lord said, thou fool, this night. So no, I'm not, I don't want to be rich to store. I don't want to be rich so I can store it up, do you? I don't want to be healed so I can just walk around healed and feel real good all the time. I don't want to be filled with the Holy Spirit so I can have a glory hallelujah time with just me and the Lord. That's not what He said it was about. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. And so we see it here. A blessing And this is a revelation now. Beginning of revelation. Let God get it into you so that it becomes revelation. When I receive blessing, even as Abraham received blessing, I will bless thee, and in you shall all the families, all the goyim, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. All the nations, Lord. How about them Burmese? Those are kind of nasty people over there, those Burmese guys. How about those Muslims? How about them? Well, you see, we're finding out that God's pulling Muslims right out of the fire. And God's taking those Burmese, in fact, some of the most beautiful Christians you ever saw live in Burma. Wonderful Christian people live in Burma under some of the most difficult, horrendous human abuses that men have known are going on right in Burma. And yet, God has His people there. All the nations are being blessed because of Abraham. All the nations will be blessed because of you. I like to think about it this way. When God sends me out and I go someplace, it doesn't make any difference whether I go to a restaurant or a grocery store. It doesn't make any difference whether I'm here in the church or driving down the highway. There's an atmosphere of blessing about me. Amen. You come close to me, you're liable to get blessed. How about you? Somebody come close to you, they're liable to get blessed. Somebody said, where do you sit in an airplane? Up front or back in the back? Where's the safest? I said, next to me is the safest. Because I'm blessed. Now that sounds like I'm being pugnacious, but it's not pugnacious. It's recognizing the blessing of the Lord. Say the blessing. The blessing. Amen. Amen. The blessing. The blessing. Let me read a scripture to you, just again by introduction. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? We talked about this today, ascending up. Who shall stand in His holy place? This is from Psalm 24:3. Who is it that'll do that? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto falsehood and hath not sworn deceitfully. Now listen to the next verse. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord, from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Is there a revelation there about the blessing? How am I going to have the blessing in my life? It's in here. Clean hands. People say, oh, it's all about grace, Pastor. Well, I want you to know I believe in grace with all my heart. I wouldn't be here except for grace. Would you? I wasn't a holy kid. I was a holy terror. I did a lot of things I shouldn't have done. I was raised up in a Christian family and walked the way of a little devil. A lot of my life was not good. But because God loved me, He didn't leave me there. And I remember the night He called me. And boy, I tell you, I remember it still because I was trembling when He called me. And He called me and I got born again. And then even after He did that, I still went back and walked in the old ways like a dog that returns to his vomit. Like a pig that goes back to the mud hole. But God still loved me. And because of His grace, He called me out. Still remember June 1967. What happened in June of 1967? Six-day war. Well, see, God had called me when I was 10 years old. And all of a sudden, here I am now 23 years old. And I begin to see the armies compassed about Jerusalem. And I remembered enough of the Word of God because I'd been trained in it. When you see the armies compass about Jerusalem, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And I was one sad boy during that time. I began to seek God. Because of His grace, He called me back. Called me unto Himself. Brought me into the light. That was June. I began to read the Word. I was so lost feeling. I want you to know I was so lost feeling when He called me. But I said, Lord, I remember a time when I knew what peace was. I remember a time when I felt your presence, and even if I can't be saved, I'm going to do the things I used to do to get back to that. And I opened up my Bible and I found Matthew, and I began to read Matthew, and I devoured it. I devoured it. I was working 6 o'clock in the morning, then I had to get up at 4 to read the Word. And I was up reading the Word at 4. And every day I'd get up and I didn't feel anything, and I'd pray and my prayers would bounce off the ceiling and smack me right back in the back of the head. It just seemed like there wasn't anything going on. Grace. God called me. I read Matthew. I read Mark. I read Luke. Somewhere in John. Somewhere in John, I knew I was accepted in the Beloved. I knew that He hadn't gone anywhere. I'd been the one wandering around. And suddenly I began to have a time of fellowship and prayer with the Lord. That went on for months. In August of that year, at the end of August, I had a growth on the side of my thigh. A big mole. And I had it taken off because I knocked part of it off. And so it was kind of hanging. And I went into a dermatologist and had it taken off. And he said, it's just an outgrowth. It probably won't amount to anything. But of course, we have to send it to the lab. 3 days later, he called me and said, you get in here and get in here fast. That's melanoma. And as long as it's been there, we don't know what's going on. He and the surgeon looked at me and had me in the hospital then by the end of August, early September, and took that off of my leg. And during that time, God's healing power just covered me. I had an incision from here up to here to remove that. I have a great scar from a skin graft. I say it's like Jacob's thigh. You know? Because I can't look at it but say, thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Praise God. But the Lord healed my body of cancer. Healed me. I felt the power of God flowing through me. Grace! I believe in it. Do you believe in grace? Say, thank God for grace. But you know what? There is a proper balance between grace and doing works. We're never saved by works. Not by works of righteousness that we've done. Never, 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 never. No place for legalism. But once saved, Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How many of you know the 10th verse?
It's the gift of God.
That's the 9th. The 10th verse says, for we are His workmanship, created unto God for good works. Good works! I thought we weren't supposed to do good works. Well, that's the way a lot of Christians act. No, we're supposed to do good works. We're supposed to do like Jesus did. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. It has something to do with clean hands. That's a revelation for you. The blessing has something to do with obedience and something to do with purity. Something to do with the attitude of our hearts. Yes, I believe in grace, and without grace I wouldn't have been in a place to receive the blessing. But I want you to know, to receive it in its fullness, obedience will bring it. Not all of it. There's still a lot of grace going on. Amen. Praise God for it. Let me go a little further. This is really the last step. A song of ascent of David. Psalm 133. I love the blessing. I like to talk about the blessing. I want to know how to get the blessing. I want to know how to be right where the blessing can come on me and I not ever get into a place where I fall into curse again. The only way you can get into curse is through unbelief. So I don't want to walk in unbelief. Do you? Unbelief rings the curse. Psalm 133, verse 1. A psalm of ascent of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. You believe that? Oh, listen. This is tremendous revelation. It's like the precious ointment. Ointment? Ointment? What's ointment? Huh? Ointment's a healing thing. What is it? What is an ointment? Does anybody know what the word anoint means? Anoint. Anoint. What's it mean?
Put it on.
Huh? Put it on. It literally means to smear. To smear, to rub. Ointment. This is hooked up with anointment. The anointing. It's the precious, like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even whose beard? Aaron. Aaron's beard. See Aaron's beard? You can look behind you and see Aaron's beard right now. There it is. It's Aaron's beard. Aaron's in the sound booth for those of you that don't know, but this is talking about Aaron, the high priest of Israel. That's right, brother of Moses, brother of Miriam. Said this ran down his head. Well, do you remember when he was ordained? That was one of the things they did. They took oil, the ointment, the oil, and they poured it on Aaron's head. And it wasn't a little oil. It was a horn of oil. And it begins to run down his face and over him. And it's a beautiful picture of what happens to the priesthood of God when the Holy Spirit comes upon them. They're endued with power from on high. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Boy, you're easy to preach to. I'll tell you what. Man. You know, there are some people just stay with you all the time. And I'm not taking anything away from the rest of you, but boy, you know, sometimes it just stirs you up to have someone around that you can just tell they're right there with you. Amen. Praise God. It said it's like an anointing upon the head ran down the beard of Aaron's beard and went down to the skirts of his garment as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Sion. For there, say there, there the Lord did what? Commanded the blessing. Say the blessing. How did he command it? In the unity of the anointing. Or the unity that fosters the anointing. How many of you have ever really had something from God and had somebody mess it up? You had something you wanted to speak, you wanted to say. You knew that God was in it, and you began to speak. And see, preachers know about this because sometimes, see, the Bible, I believe the Bible wrote this scripture that says, don't fear their faces to preachers. Because sometimes when you look out in a congregation, I'd love to have a camera that just pans the, and all the time has different ones of you coming up on the screen. I remember looking at my aunt one night in a meeting I was in when I was a kid, and I thought, boy, that woman's mad. I asked my mom, I said, what's she so mad about? And she said, oh, she's not mad. She's just concentrating. I thought, boy, she looks mad. I try to put on a smile when I listen to somebody. I want to bring the, you know, I know what it is to be saying something and feel like it's from the Lord and have somebody go. I know what that's like. It messes up. It takes unity out. I can tell you right now, when the body of Messiah comes into the full unity, man, we're gonna have to say, Lord, shut it off for a couple of minutes so we can get some sleep. That's right. Like Jesus said, come apart and rest a while. That's what we're gonna have to do, because when we fully come into the full knowledge of the Son of God, under the perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that anointing is going to begin to flow. And the Bible says, in that time of unity, God has commanded not a blessing, but the blessing. Are you seeing that there's a whole realm of teaching about the blessing yet to go? It's not just what it is, it's how we're going to get into it. How many of you can see from what we're talking about the blessing is good? Say good. It's good. The blessing's good. Good. God's good. And His blessing's good. Amen? And the blessing is promised to those who believe. It's promised to some. There's criteria in there. There's a criteria. Those that will believe. Those that will trust. Those that will keep their hands clean. Those that will walk in unity. That's why it's important to be in a church where you fit the vision. Where you fit the vision. You know, you can go to any church and get something. But it's important to be in a place where the Word is taught and you can get together. Now, I'm not talking about a place where you can just go in and say, "Oh, I sure feel good about myself today. Wow, I must be doing a good job. I'm just so sweet and so special." No, you're valuable and precious, but I'll tell you what, every one of you have some rough places need to be knocked off. Amen? And the Word of God will knock those rough places off of you. They'll smooth you out. But I want you to know it's important to be someplace so that you can walk in unity. So that you can be in unity. Nothing worse than to join up with someplace just because it's there and then bring in schism and division. That's not good. That's not good. The revelation has to do with the anointing. And the anointing depends on unity. Amen. The revelation of the blessing. It's not a blessing, but the blessing. What are the conditions? How many of you think we would do well to find out? Shall we study this? Shall we spend some time on this? Shall I do a series? Well, I'm going to anyhow. Praise God. We're going to do a series. Is it possible to miss the blessing?
Yes.
We don't want to be in that group, do we? Don't want to be in that group. I want to find out everything I can about it. How about you? Will you start finding out and you share with me and I'll share with you. Amen? We're going to do it. Praise God. I didn't lie to you today. I didn't speak a word of untruth. Not one word of untruth. Everything I've said to you is from the Word of God and it's true. Amen? Praise God. I also told you we weren't going to be long and I meant it. Stand up with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing. Let it do it. Lord, let it pierce to the dividing asunder of my soul and my spirit. Lord, however things are divided, let the Word of God divide that in me. I don't want to be led by the flesh, Father. I want to be led by the Word of God. I want to have an ear that can hear You at any time. My spirit man being in control so I can hear what You're saying. Being led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. And the Bible says if we're led by the Spirit, we'll not gratify the desires of our flesh. So Lord, I want to lay aside everything. And I pray for this congregation, Lord. For everyone hearing me here today and everyone who hears me by electronic means, I pray for them, Father. Whether they listen to me on the internet, whether they listen to me on a CD. However, Lord, I pray for this congregation that each one of us will walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, walk as You've led us, so that the blessing, the Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. You want to be involved in that?
Amen.
You want to be involved with that? I believe this is talking about all kinds of richness, not just monetary richness. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing. Father, teach us. We're asking You today humbly to teach us as we go through this series to teach us of Your blessing that we might know it, that we might understand it. Most of all, Lord, that we might walk in it. And Lord, as we walk in it, we believe that those round about us will walk in it also. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Now lift your hands in the air. Receive a blessing from the Lord today. The Bible says when Aaron was told to speak this blessing, God said, I'll put My name on them. I believe God just painted a smart target on your chest. Right on the middle of you, God just painted a target. You know what a smart target is? In Iraq, there's an electronic target that's painted on the places that they want to get to with the smart bombs. They paint it. It's done electronically. And I'll tell you what, when those missiles let go, they can't go any place but right to that target. And God's got one painted on you. It's called blessing. Amen. Are you ready to receive it? And now may Yahweh bless you and keep you. May Yahweh make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May Yahweh lift up the light of His countenance upon you and give you, get ready to receive it, Shalom in the name of Yeshua. Everybody that received it said, Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.